The World Series begins tomorrow night, pitting the New York Yankees, a storied franchise in pursuit of their fourth consecutive baseball championship, against the Arizona Diamondbacks, created in the sport's most recent expansion and stocked with players who were acquired as free agents. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays, to talk about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, being two Yankee fans, you and I are excited about this series, and that just leaves, what, about 280 million other Americans whom they can work on?
Well, when we've picked up a few fans because of the sympathy after September 11th, and there have been a lot of stories about how everyone wants to root for the Yankees in spite of themselves, so maybe that'll help.
Well, the Yankees' pennant-clinching game against Seattle on Monday night drew fewer television viewers than the Giants-Eagles Monday night football game. Even so, I gather ratings for the baseball playoffs are up this year, so that should be a good sign for the Fox Network, which is paying for the rights to televise baseball.
And they're paying a lot. Fox agreed to pay baseball $2.5 billion to broadcast baseball for 6 years. In the past, playoff coverage had been divided among a few networks. Fox outbid everybody for the over-the-air coverage of the regular season and for all of the playoffs, cable and regular TV. That's a huge amount of money, and we're in an extremely weak advertising market. The price of a 30-second ad during the World Series is down this year to around $300,000 from about $350,000 last year. But that's still about double what Fox gets in regular prime time, and there are about 60 spots during a baseball game, and so if you do the math, it adds up. So what Fox is praying for to stanch some of the inevitable losses they're going to take on this contract is a long World Series, 6 or 7 games.
Speaking of money, there is no Cinderella team dancing at this ball. Arizona and New York, both very, very high payroll teams.
Yeah, the Yankees had the biggest payroll in baseball, no surprise there. They ended up the season with about $120 million worth of athletes on their roster. The Diamondbacks had the number 8 payroll, a bit over $80 million. You know, it's easy to talk about the Yankees buying championships. They bought Babe Ruth from the Red Sox, right? But we've come to expect this. New York has an evolved fan base, a lucrative TV market. They've generated the resources, and since the mid-1990s, George Steinbrenner has actually spent his money well. The Diamondbacks are a far more interesting story financially, I think. They're just 4 years old, the fastest team ever to get to the World Series, and the team's managing partner, Jerry Colangelo, believing that winning is the only way to develop fans in an untested market, has spent an awful lot to get it done.
How risky a strategy is that? I mean, in some sports, spending big and winning big seems to pay off, and Mr. Colangelo has spent big money for big talent, as did Wayne Huizenga, who was owner of another young franchise that rocketed into the World Series, the Florida Marlins.
The Marlins, fans will remember, won the World Series in 1997. Immediately thereafter, Huizenga dismantled the team to end his enormous losses, and now they're on the short list for teams that could be eliminated or contracted out of baseball. The question in Phoenix is whether Colangelo is mortgaging his team's future. The team drew 3.6 million fans its first season, and that's a lot, and then it committed more than $100 million to free agents and other players. They made the playoffs their second season, attendance fell, and it's kept falling. It's down 25% from year one. Colangelo's answer has been to spend even more, but the team has lost around $20 million a year in the last 2 years, and Colangelo's had to make cash calls on investors. Before this season, he persuaded a dozen players to agree to defer millions of dollars in salary to the future, and Colangelo can only hope that win or lose, the World Series creates a lot more loyal fans in Phoenix.
Well, let's set aside the balance sheets right now and look at the scorecards. Enough business. Who do you think is going to win the series?
Well, the Yankees, they've got it. Pitching, 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 and pitching.
Yeah, Arizona, though, has pitching and pitching.
Right. They've got Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, who might be one of the best 1-2 punches in baseball history. But the Yankees have a much deeper rotation, even with a slightly injured Roger Clemens and a shaky Orlando Hernandez. And they've got the best bullpen in baseball. Plus, they've been there before. Yankees in 5 or 6.
Well, we can hope anyway, can't we, Stefan?
We can.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.